Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Good morning. I'm Randy Naughton at Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. Someone shot and killed a man overnight in downtown St. Louis. It happened just after 12:30 this morning. It was at the City View Apartments on North 17th at Chestnut. Police say the victim was shot several times and died in the building. They have not yet released his name. We are working to gather more information on the search for the killer. In Illinois, a driver hit a bicycle rider overnight in East St. Louis. The crash happened just before midnight on North 59th Street at State Street. Witnesses told police the driver of the car left the scene. The bike rider appeared to have a head injury. An ambulance took him to the hospital. We are working to learn more about his injuries. Blues back on their home ice, hosting the Carolina Hurricanes last night at Enterprise Center. Joel Edmondson, who now plays for Carolina, got his Stanley Cup ring before the game. The Blues were in control the entire game, scoring four goals in the second period, two of them on the power play. Braden Schenn's 20th goal of the season made it 5-1. Third period, Zach Sanford also scores his second goal of the night, his first career game with two goals. Blues win it, beating the Hurricanes 6-3. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, the morning rush hour will not be an issue, although there will be spotty flurries, drizzle, and sleet. The winter mix will arrive in St. Louis between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. The precipitation will turn to mainly snow over to the northwest half of the metro, while the southeast half will see a sloppy mix of sleet and snow. The heaviest of the precipitation is likely to occur from early this afternoon into the evening rush hour before the pace slows down considerably.